Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, 2 minutes after two in the nation's capital and beyond. Right here on the Team 980, always live and free and also on demand on the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us on this feel-good divisional playoff round. Football Friday, baby. Commanders heading to Detroit, I would assume. I don't know. They're leaving right around now. Last week, they, I guess, left at 3 o'clock. Our guy Jeff in Vienna sent me like the, what do you call that? The travel...
itinerary?
Yeah, well, not the itinerary, but like the, you know how you could track like a flight on FlightAware or whatever it is?
Flight log?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. I mean, public, like nothing private or anything like that. But they left at 3 o'clock last week because it was a Sunday night game. So they might be doing the same thing today, but usually they leave right around now. Either way, off to Detroit. And Saturday night, just after 8 o'clock. And again, don't forget, I'll be with you from Ford Field if the football gods and the travel gods are shining upon me at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, both on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. This from D. Will at DC Shaky. As a DC sports fan, I've been listening to Detroit sports talk stations all morning. They mostly respect what the Commanders are doing. JD is very good, etc. Most are predicting a 2-touchdown win. No disrespectful talk from host or callers. Damn, I can't even be mad. That's interesting because I listened to the Locked On Lions podcast last night with Matt Derry and my former co-host, David Harrison, who I used to do the Locked On Commanders podcast with a couple of years ago. And, you know, it was very civil conversation, no crazy talk, whatever. Earlier in the week, a couple of people sent me like clips of Detroit sports talk radio hosts and podcasters being like, the team we wanted, you know, 70% of fans voted before last weekend's games that you wanted the Commanders and the Commanders suck and they're just lucky to be here and all that. And listen, I mean, you can say whatever you want. None of it matters. Just like none of what I say matters. None of what I think or say matters at all. It's just gobbledygook. It's just filler. That's all it is. That's all it is. Sorry to inform you if, in case you thought what I said matters. It doesn't. And I realize that, recognize that, and readily admit that. It matters amongst us. It does not matter to them or what happens on the field. So I can't be mad at Detroit hosts or analysts that, oh, listen, just prepare yourself. Every single host, analyst, whatever, on the pregame shows tomorrow, NFL Network, Fox, every ESPN, every single one of them, every one of them is going to pick the Detroit Lions. Every one of them. You will see GIFs. You will see pictures. Rex Ryan will be eating his feet and, you know, all that. You will see every one of them will pick the Lions. Maybe one, you get one rando that takes a shot and picks the Commanders. Don't let it bother you. If I'm picking the Lions, don't let it bother you. You think the Commanders are going to win? Fine. Let's see. That's cool. I'm glad you're confident in your team. You should be. You should be hopeful. All right, let's get back to the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to D-Dub to start hour number two. Then we'll get to Jason and then Paulie and you. 301-230-0980. What's up, D-Dub? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Ruth? How you doing, baby?
D-Dub, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, look. I tried to get in yesterday, boy. I had to stay on my phone for a long time to get to you.
I didn't even see you up there, D-Dub. I'm sorry about that. That's on me. I must have missed you.
Hey, Rooster, I already know that because you're my man. But listen to this. I got two things to tell you. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that Kingsbury and Daniels, they've been calling some hell of fire plays, man. They've been noticing the blitz. They've been noticing the double. People watching Daniels. They also been running out to the side when they're saying things. If they identify stuff like they've been identifying stuff, man, I got us whooping them. Now, watch this, Rooster. About 2 months ago, maybe a month ago, I don't know how long it was, we was trying to get Daniels a nickname. And I called in and told him that he is Daniels the Lion Killer. And the reason why I want to say that, for y'all FYI, Daniel's mother's sister goes to my sister's and mother's church. Mm. This guy, every time you talk to this guy, you hear the Lord Daniels mentioned because he's brought up that way.
He is.
That's favor.
He is.
That's favor. And watch this. I'm going on this one. All you, I call it the RC, the Redskin Commanders. That's mine to the RC. Mm-hmm. Let me tell all y'all something, man. If you know the Bible, Daniel walked through the lion's den. They put him in the lion's den. The lions were hungry. They was yelling. They was making all type of noise. But he walked through there. Mm-hmm. Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury going to walk through the lion's den up in Detroit with pork chop drawers on. I got him. I got us crushing them. Whoa!
Crushing them?
The pork chop drawers on.
Yeah, you know, listen, D-Dub, I appreciate your optimism, and I appreciate you, you know, getting a little Bible-y on us, because I'm not an expert in the biblical on us. Thank you, man. Because I'm not an expert in that area, and I didn't know that and all that stuff. So that's all great. That's all layer. But here's my question to you, okay?
Come on.
I understand they averaged 28 points a game during the regular season. I understand they were explosive in some games. But have you really seen them be explosive consistently down the stretch here? Have you seen that? Because I haven't. So I'm wondering if you have.
I'm going to tell you what I've seen. I've seen a young rookie turn into a all-pro, not a rookie quarterback. This rascal is going
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree
okay.
with that.
Now,
yep.
Watch this. And only one team, really, we lost the game. We gave the game to Dallas. And with two teams, really, ain't nobody blowed us out. We was in the game with everybody we played. Everybody keeps saying we ain't playing nobody. Or they just standing up. So the world's going to get fooled tomorrow.
All right.
These boys got something, man.
I hope you're right, D-Dub, because, man, that would be great for the radio show. That would be great for everybody that calls and listens and yells at me and thinks I'm such a negative Nancy and all that stuff. I appreciate you, brother. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Listen, I would love, like there are people out there that think Jaden Daniels and the Commanders are going to hang a 40-burger on the Detroit Lions tomorrow night. I don't see it. I mean, you're just looking at the most recent sample size outside of the Minnesota game and looking at the numbers and saying, oh, this is going to be easy. And I'm not saying that they can't, but in order to do something like that, and I would even say lower than that, you know, 33, 34 points, they are going to have to operate at a much higher rate of efficiency. And I said this with Linnell, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday. I said the first drive of the game last Sunday night in Tampa, they hooked up with Terry. Perfect in stride, great throw, great catch, great everything, great route, 35 yards. And then they went splat on the next three plays after that, and they got no points out of it at all. Right? Not a long field goal, nothing. Three, boom. And then later in the game, before the Terry fourth down, before the fumble on the jet by Baker Mayfield and Jalen McMillan, they got first and goal at the one. Diami made a big play. I'm trying to remember the sequence. They got down to the one. I think they may have even gotten a defensive pass interference to get them to the one in the end zone. I'd have to go back and double check. Everything's kind of blurry right now. But then they went ran three plays, which got them zippity-doo-dah. And then the fourth down play also ended in an incompletion, but that should have been a penalty. But my point being is, you are going to have to do more than make big plays, big explosives. You're going to have to. You're going to have to finish drives. You're going to have to not depend on Zane Gonzalez, who, you know, like, listen, I've been critical of because I don't trust him and I still don't trust him. But I will say this. He did have a 52-yard field goal that people forget about. I mean, everybody remembers Stoink off the right upright 37-yarder game-winning field goal. People forget about the 52-yarder earlier in the game. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy Jason and Laurel. Next up, what up, Jace? How are you?
What's up, Rooster? Thanks Jason. For taking my call. Man, I love following that guy. Can I get an amen from the court? Wow. that was awesome. Listen, this has been such a fun ride. You know, we haven't seen this in a long time. I think I do think it's realistic that we can win. And very much like you, I think the run game is going to be very important. More specifically, I think we go offense first, and I think we see our first this year that we haven't really seen. I think you see a 65, maybe a 7-yard touchdown right off the break from Jaden. The next time we get the ball, I think we see another big run, maybe not quite that long. And because of that, I think they change their defense up, and then I think we get B-Rob in. And then once we got the RPOs going, I think the passing game really takes off. I think pressure is important, and I think if we put enough pressure on this team, Detroit rather, because they haven't had to play with a lot of pressure, I think they'll dismantle. I think Dan does one of these stupid fourths and whatevers on his side of the field, and that is the difference in the game. So I can see us winning. I love the biblical stuff of the previous caller. You know, Jaden and the Lions are in. I love it. But I think we can win. But I'll tell you this. Winning scares me a little bit. You said something so smart this week, Rooster.
Yeah.
I've heard you repeat it today. The least talented team Jaden's going to play on is going to be this team. And I 1,000% agree with you. But it's a weird take. But I wonder if we go too far, I worry about what we do. Because I don't know, maybe they do, but I don't know who the glue guys are.
Oh, do you mean if they go too far that they overestimate what they have or what they right. don't have? I see that. I see your point on that.
Exactly.
That's interesting. I didn't think about it from that respect. I mean, I would hope a really smart personnel guy like Adam Peters realizes that they have holes, they have flaws, there's going to be more injuries, there's going to be, you know, attrition, there's going to be, you know, free agent defections, there's going to be lack of depth, what have you, and really hits it hard in the draft. Now, I wouldn't expect them to be heavy in free agency. Let me ask you this real quickly before I let you run. You said, you know, you believe they can win. You kind of outlined some of the script, RPOs, and, you know, all that stuff. And listen, I mean, obviously, if they can hit on an RPO, on a deep in cut to Terry or Diami that gobbles up 25, 30 yards, what have you, in a big area, in a big play strike area, I mean, that is a huge part of it because you'd think Detroit is obviously going to be focused in on the mesh point. Got it. But how... Like you would agree with me that this team, right? Not saying that they're bad in the red zone, they're not. But at times, they have been, I guess, guilty, somewhat guilty, of not finishing drives when you think they're going to finish a drive. Does that make sense?
No, and I agree to a point. I think what you're talking about is the last 4 or 5 weeks thing.
Well, yeah. Yes, recent sample size. Yes.
It's not been what is needed. I do think in this game, especially if Jaden gets some big ones early, I do think this is a week where we're going to see some renewed success in the run game, and that would make us better in the red zone.
I would agree with that.
But
I would agree. As a matter of fact, I'll give you, sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you. I'll give you a number that I got from the 33rd team last night, right? Ready for this? Put it in my show notes here. Here it is. Hang on. I'm doing terrible radio here. Sorry about that. Oh, here it is. I had it in my notes. All right. So the Detroit Lions and the Washington Commanders are the only two teams that scored on 50% or more of their drives this season. Detroit 51.6, Washington 50.0 exactly. So half the time, and Detroit slightly more than half the time, that scored on 50% or more of their drives this season, which tells you, you know, I mean, obviously they get points. We know this, points per drive at a pretty good rate and all that stuff. But what that also doesn't tell you is, A, field goals versus touchdowns, one, and that's a huge difference, number one. And also, number two, to the point that we were both talking about, is down the stretch here, it feels like there's been more inconsistency or spottiness, if you will, in terms of finishing off drives. And that's what I worry about tomorrow night. I appreciate you, Jason. I got to let you run so we can get one more in here before the break. What's that? Oh, okay. But I wanted to bring up that number because, again, 50% of the drives, great. You can't settle for field goals, and I don't think Dan Quinn is going to settle for field goals, especially in plus territory. I do not think he's going to put the game on the leg of Zane Gonzalez. Although last week, again, he did at the end, yes. But the 52-yarder, I'm sure that wasn't a plan, but I think it was like 4th and 8 or something like that. So it didn't make sense to roll the dice. All right, let's get to Dr. Sabah is with us. I know she's traveling today. Doc, are you fired up for the divisional playoff round?
I am. Can you hear me? I'm in the plane. We're on the runway, delayed 30 minutes.
You're delayed? Wait, you're in a plane. You're in Raleigh or in North Carolina?
Raleigh, yep.
Okay.
In Raleigh, yep.
All right, all right. Be safe, Doc. Doc, I need all the travel gods to be on my side this weekend, okay? I know you're traveling. I know a lot of people are traveling. I really need the travel gods on my side this weekend.
Are you driving to Detroit?
I am not. No. I was thinking about it. I'm leaving at 6 a.m. Tomorrow morning through Atlanta to Detroit. Get to Detroit scheduled at about 10:50 tomorrow morning, and then we'll figure out the rest from there.
Oh, you'll be great. You're doing Delta, obviously, if you're going through Atlanta.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be great. Yeah, Atlanta's really good. They're very efficient, very busy, very efficient. Of course, my daughter goes to Emory, so we do a lot of Atlanta now. So, okay, here we go. Oh, let me think. I don't know exactly what y'all been talking about because I was trying to chime in a little late on the game, but I think there is a way that we can win. Obviously, there is. Because I'm telling you, the other teams, they make mistakes. It's weird. We get Malik Nabers to drop a pass on fourth down. We get that wide receiver from Philly to drop a pass on their fourth down. We get the Tampa Bay guy to fumble on the sweep, whatever, and then he fumbles again on the third and one, so they had to kick a field goal. There's something in the air this year, and our team finally has no pressure, none. So here's the thing. The game can't be in the 30s. It's got to be in the 20s. Got to be in the 20s. Long, methodical, back-breaking drives, just like we did against Tampa. And what you do is you keep their offense on the sideline, get them a little frustrated. That's the way we win the game. And, you know, out of all teams to play, Detroit was the best one because, you know what, it's weather-free. Weather-free. We don't have Jaden going into cold temperatures where there's wind and snow and ice. He is literally on a fast track, which is his strength. So I'm not sure how we lose this game, Chris. Am I missing something?
Well, except for the fact that the Detroit Lions are a juggernaut on offense and how you're going to slow them down.
But if they're on the sidelines,
but in order to be on the sidelines, you have to be able to, you know, what are we talking? Like basically last week, right? 36, 37, 38 minutes, somewhere in that range. And Jaden was very, very, very productive as a thrower, where they weren't productive in any way, shape, or form. Either the natural run game or Jaden as a runner himself and as a play extender was with their legs and with the running game and run game extensions. If that is not a part of tomorrow night, I don't know how you control the ball for 36, 37 minutes. I'd be very surprised if that happens.
It comes down, Chris. PTR, you don't call those pass to run. These are disguised pass plays that are really run plays. That huge third down late in the game, that was actually a play action pass.
Yeah.
No, it was a play action pass run.
Right.
Play action pass run. That's exactly what that was.
I totally get that. You're absolutely right. But you would agree with me, right? If you're not going to have the natural run game, you got to have more out of Jaden from a leg and play extension guy. You know, because that's how they've survived. That's how they've won. Not thrived
exactly.
on offense, but that's how they've won in this, what is it, six-game winning streak.
Right, and if you notice on that, where he scrambled on that play where they had two spies on him,
yep.
and they came up, he threw it to Diamond for 30 yards.
Yep.
If I were Detroit, I would, like, not come up. I would let him run because you may get a hit on him, and then he's done.
We'll see.
But they won't do that. They'll come up and try to, and then he'll get a wide open.
I don't want them to come up and smack him in the mouth either because I don't want him taking hits.
No, he's not going to hit him. They're not going to hit him. The point is, he is so elusive right now, and this is the opportunity to grasp this magic in a bottle because I don't see it lasting long.
So.
I know I may be wrong there, but one injury away from his superpowers.
Let's just do it now
before he gets injured.
Doc, have a safe flight. Have a good weekend. Good luck to your girl.
I'm sure
we'll talk soon, okay? I got to let you run so we can get out of here and get back for Pauly. Will be next up. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Now, little Johnny B. Good on a feel good football Friday divisional playoff special right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Anytime, anywhere, always live and free there and on demand. Join Team 980 tomorrow night for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. I have a feeling I'll be a part of that. Live from Ford Field in Detroit. They'll be at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling, Virginia, starting at 6 o'clock. Get you hype for the Commanders and the Lions. That's Honor Brewing Company in Sterling, Virginia, at 42604 Trade West Drive. I've been there. Watched the NWSL Soccer Championship for the Spirit. A couple of weeks ago there, good place, good brew, good food. Come out, see the boys, Linnell, Denton, 6 to right around 8:15. I will be at Ford Field in Detroit from 3 to 6, if everything works out the way I hope. All right, let's get to still trying to track down Santana Moss, by the way. Just, you know, we have until 4, so hopefully we'll be able to work that out before then. We will figure it out from there. All right, let's get to Pauly. Next up here before the 2:30 trending alert. What up, Pauly?
Hey, up to the W, man.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Hey, man. Hearing you and Sabah have a conversation about the Commanders is very, very uncomfortable. Like, what are y'all talking about, man?
What are we talking about? What do you mean, what are we talking about?
They better hurry up before he gets injured. Like,
I didn't say that. She said that. No, but, yeah, I mean, if you're not worried about him getting injured, you're crazy.
But no. We ain't talking about y'all uncomfortable conversation. Matter of fact, Russell, you don't have to come back from Detroit. I wonder, can we trade Dan Miller for you, bring him back home and leave you there?
Paulie, that would be great if I never had to hear from you again.
Yes. Gobbledygook. What the hell is a gobbledygook, Russell? Now, let me get to the game, man. Listen, man. Everybody, there's some great calls coming in, and everybody is spot on right what they're saying. But my opinion, I'm going to say this. We can't go out there with the attitude of weathering the storm. We got to match the intensity early on. We have to play fast and play with energy and be excited about being there, you know. That weather the storm thing can get you down 21 points, you know, which happened to us a couple of years back going to Detroit. So we got to go out there, match that intensity early on, you know what I mean, set the tone. And hopefully we can defer the kickoff to the second half, you know what I mean, and put our special teams out there first and force a kick return and get a nice big hit, you know what I mean? So let's set the tone early on, man, you know what I mean, on defense. Pressure up the middle. We need immediate pressure to Goff because he's not a runner. You know, he wants to pick you from the pocket. So let's get early pressure up the middle from him, you know what I mean, and and force them into some mistakes. Make them make a quick decision or whatever. You know, offense, do what you do. You know, hey, Jaden, put the cape on. Don't listen to Russell. Put your cape on and do what you do. You know, they want to bring the blitz, bring the pressure. We invite that. You know, I don't think they got one particular guy that could just shut down Terry on the outside. Big day for Terry. You know what I mean? And I think the X factor is going to be Brian Robinson. He's due for a game. We on a faster field, you know, faster turf. You know what I mean? He's not fast, but he's quick.
Let me ask you this. If you totally dismiss everything I think and say, why did you just agree with me on a fast start and also on Brian Robinson and the natural run game? Why?
Okay. And like I said, I think it's a big game for Terry, man.
Totally dismissed.
I agree with you on this one. I would agree with you all, Russell. It ain't like you always wrong. It's just the way, you know, things you say, you have to make it sense a lot of times. And then occasionally you'll throw a gym in there. That's all, and it saves you.
Okay.
Don't pick a fight with me when I'm not picking a fight with you.
Okay.
I'm not picking a fight with you. Don't pick a fight with me.
Okay.
Now, I disagree with you about this thing we can't score. We score. We score the way we score. And that's what I mean by do what you do, man. You know, we can put up 30, 37 points, 40 points. We can do that. You know what I mean? But we take what the defense going to give us. You're right. We don't, you know, we're not consistently with the explosive play. But what we do is we get gap plays. You know what I mean? We get plays from 8 to 18 yards. You know what I mean? And then occasionally we'll get a 40-yard play or of such. You know what I mean? A pass to Terry or whatever. We get gap plays. That's our offense, and we do it well. Matter of fact, when we methodically, and not methodically, but gapically go down the field, that's when we're at our best. That's when we can pick up first downs, and we chew up the clock, and we can punch it in. You know what I mean? So, you know, this game is ours for the taking. You know what I mean? It's there. Like I said, we just got to match that intensity and be excited. I didn't say you was wrong about that. I'm just giving you my point.
Okay.
You know, everybody's gonna have some of the same things. It's obvious. We all football fans out here. We see. We ain't dumb. You know what I mean? We some of the best football fans in the league, man. Come on, man. Hey, I got us winning 34-30. With Marshawn Lattimore getting a game-winning interception.
Now, Paulie, if that happens. I'm going to give you your own show starting at 2:30 in the morning, okay?
Hey, Russell, man. My show starts at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday, on the Team 980.
You only wish. You only wish. 2:32, Team 980. I'm going to give you something on Terry McLaurin when we come back, right? Because Scary Terry deserves a little bit of love, certainly. After a trending alert right here, right now.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, we're brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. While we start with the Commanders, who, of course, are on their way to Detroit for tomorrow night's divisional playoff game against the 1-seed Detroit Lions. You heard the number we mentioned early in the show about 1 seeds. The last time a 1 seed was knocked out in the divisional playoff round, therefore their first game, was just in 2022 when both Green Bay and Tennessee were knocked out. So certainly the Commanders using some somewhat recent history as maybe a little bit of motivation. Ford Field will get the party started all day long here on the Team 980 and 106.7. The Fan, join me from 3 to 6 on both stations from Ford Field in Detroit, and then Denton Day and Linnell Willingham from Honor Brewing in Sterling, Virginia, starting at 6, right up until kickoff with the Lions and the Commanders, and then the DOC and Toby after the game, win or lose, and hopefully we'll be talking about a Commanders trip to the NFC Championship game. You know who's not going to the NFC Championship game anytime soon? Former Reds, former Commanders, I should say, and Washington football team defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio. He spent the year in Wisconsin before getting involved in an off-field incident driving under the influence and a crash. But now he is the new head coach of the Paris Musketeers of the European League of Football. How the mighty have fallen. And here's some good news for you. Dick Vitale, Dickie V, baby, is coming back. He's calling his first game since 2023, Duke Wake Forest, Saturday, January 25th in Salem, after a several-year battle at the age of 85, four different types of cancer in the past 3.5 years. Welcome back, Dickie V. And that's what's trending. All right, before we get to Tony in Fairfax, just a second away, Zay Flowers, I mean, we haven't spent any time on the other divisional playoff games just because, well, for a change, the Commanders are playing in one. So that's where our focus has been, and I don't apologize for that. It's a Washington, D.C.-based show. But we realize everybody is interested in all the other games as well. Kansas City, Houston, first up tomorrow before Detroit and Washington. Sunday, Philadelphia, L.A., on a short week, long travel for the Rams. And then Buffalo and Baltimore is the, you want to call that icing on the cake? I think that's more than icing on the cake, but you get the point. Zay Flowers has not practiced again all week for the Ravens, but John Harbaugh's not ruling him out. Says he thinks he'll, quote, have a chance, end quote, to play on Sunday night. That would be really interesting. Because I got to be honest with you, with Zay Flowers out and the way Josh Allen has played and that Buffalo home crowd, and I don't know what the weather is going to be like. I haven't gone that far yet. I was leaning towards Buffalo. But if you give me Zay Flowers, I might be able to talk myself into picking Baltimore, who now is favorite in that game. So we'll see. But that is the Sunday night game, and if Washington somehow wins Saturday night, You'll find out roughly around 6 o'clock or so Sunday evening who they're going to play and where they're going to play. And here's hoping. If somehow they can beat Detroit, that it's in Philadelphia. Just from a travel and logistics standpoint, because I don't think you guys have any idea, you know, how stressful and distracting this whole week has been trying to get this trip taken care of and all the different ins and outs. I mean, I understand everybody travels. I got it. I understand that. But, you know, there's a lot at play here and a lot of logistics. Right, Linnell brings logistics. Or so he says. I don't know how you bring logistics, but there are a lot of logistics at play, and a lot of complicated factors at play for this Detroit trip.
I think it's pronounced lunacy.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. By the way, if anybody is flying out of Dulles tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and you want to bring me breakfast, I'm all ears. I'm on a Delta flight, 6 a.m. to Atlanta, and then on to Detroit.
It appears you'll be all mouths, too.
Say again?
You'll be all mouths, too, if you're asking for someone to bring you some food.
That's true. That's true. All right. So, anyway, we're obviously teasing. Let's get back to it on the calls. Let's get to Tony in Fairfax here. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, if you want to hop in. We got a bunch of open lines for you for the first time in a while. Let's say hello to Tony in Fairfax. Tony?
Hey, Chris, happy Friday, my brother.
Same to you, my friend. Appreciate you.
Hey, look, this conversation seems a lot more cordial without Lionel on it. That's all I'm going to say, first of all.
I don't disagree with you.
Second of all, hey, look, two things. Number one, you know, people act like we got that fumble last week, that was the reason why we won the game. What they fail to realize also or to communicate is that they got the ball because we couldn't score on the one-yard line. I feel like if you give us the ball on the one-yard line first and goal on the one, we're going to score a majority of the time. And Jalen actually had somebody on the slide on the left, and I don't know if it was Terry McLaurin or whoever it was. He had somebody open on the slide, and normally the slide is your first option, and he threw the ball down the middle. So we should have scored on that. But the key to tomorrow, I think, is going to be having extended drives. I'm going to agree with the callers before. If we can dominate the time of possession and keep Detroit's offense off the field, I think we'll be in that game. So
totally
having
agree.
Extended drives on the time of possession, and you know their offense is better than our defense, but our offense is better than their defense. So. You know, to hear people act like on the, I've been listening to, you know, paying attention to social media and looking at ESPN and looking at the radio. They don't give us a chance, but we have a chance. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have a chance.
Correct.
And to have a quarterback that's a rookie playing the way that he's playing, we're ready to go. So all I'm going to say is go Commanders. I got my son in the car. Let's go what?
Go Commanders.
Thanks. I appreciate your time.
Attaboy, Tony. Thank you. Appreciate you. Don't know how old your son was, but he got in there. How about that? Here's the thing. Of course they have a chance. The question is, and this is where I want to turn the conversation, is what is the percentage chance that they have? I mean, don't listen to Vegas. I know there are pundits out there that tell you Vegas knows all, Vegas knows this, Vegas knows that. Vegas knows nothing. They know diddly poo. They know zero about this game. They know nothing. Okay? They set an initial line 8.5. It got to over 10. Now it's back to 9.5. Whatever. That's all betting public. That's all Joe Blow betting public, bringing the number up, bringing the number down, what have you. Okay. Vegas does not know what's going to happen in this game. If they did, they would be right a lot more than they are, and they're not. Okay. So here's what I would tell you is just by record, by home field, by statistical advantages, by talent, by depth, by experience, yes, Detroit should win. The question is whether Washington will be within a score down the stretch. If they are within a score down the stretch, You have to feel really, 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 really good about Washington either winning the game or forcing overtime, because that's their DNA. The key will be to not let it get lopsided, obviously, because once a game goes to 10-plus points, which I think a lot of people probably think Detroit is going to pull away and win this game, you know, maybe 35-24-ish, somewhere in that range. If you get down by 10 or more, then your entire operation becomes more predictable, more one-dimensional, and more importantly, that crowd gets louder and louder and louder and louder and more. And Jaden might be able to handle it. Jaden played in front of 100,000 people at LSU and elsewhere in the SEC, right? You know, not that every crowd is the same, and yes, the dome and all that stuff. But the point being is, where it becomes a problem and where I can see it being a major problem. We said this yesterday at the beginning of the show, the first hour of the show. Go back and listen on the podcast, theteam980.com or on the Odyssey app. The problem is the offensive line, man, and the communication on checks, on snap count, on all sorts of things, getting an extra half step, quarter step. I could just see it. As good of a year as this offense has had, as good of a year as this team has had, if you get down by, let's just call it 10, and you're largely trying to make up chunk plays, points, what have you, especially if it's like early fourth quarter, mid fourth quarter, late third quarter, what have you. Again, even if you're only down by 3, it's going to be loud. If you're down by 7, it's going to be really loud. But if you're down by 10, 13, 14, more, and you become one-dimensional and you allow them to pin their ears back, and that crowd gets even more loud and roars even louder, that's the problem. So while we're not saying it's going to be quiet or easy to process or easy to handle if you're in a tie game or down 3 points or down by a score, of course not. But realistically, if you're down by one touchdown or one score, 8 points even, you can run your entire offense. If you're down by 13, even if you're down by 10, depending on where we are in the game, if you're down by 10, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you think you're running the ball a lot? You think you're able to stave them off by running a ton of RPO? I don't think so. Maybe some. But, I mean, for the most part at that point, it is snap and go. And get rid of the football because they are coming after you. And, again, the roar of that crowd will hit another crescendo. You do not want to be one-dimensional in this game. I mean, for all the things we talk about, that's why I keep mentioning the natural run game. I know it hasn't been good. It needs to be better. It should be better. That's not the only way you can move the football, but man, is that a precious way to move the football. 248, Team 980. We'll get back to more of your calls on the other side. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How much percentage-wise do you give the Commanders to win this game? I'll give you my answer to that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. On this Feel Good Football Friday, Divisional Playoff Special. We're with you until 4 o'clock. Still trying to track down Santana Moss. Hopefully we'll be able to turn that around before 4 o'clock. Santana in Detroit. Just had a little miscommunication before the show and whatnot. So trying to track that down. I just saw Max Crosby. You know who he is, right? Outstanding pass rusher for the Oakland Vegas Raiders. He grew up, apparently, I didn't realize this, a Lions fan. And he was quoted, this is from ESPN Bet, quote, "It kind of bothers me because I had to wait my whole childhood for them to be good. And now that I'm in the league, they're Super Bowl contenders. I guess he told that to Good Morning Football. And yes, indeed they are. But they were Super Bowl contenders last year. They're, I guess they're plus 275 to win the Super Bowl, right? Again, you guys know that I'll pass along the information. Just because they're plus 275, I don't know if Buffalo or Baltimore is higher than that, or Kansas City. I'm not sure. I haven't even like really looked at that. It means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And you should take nothing from that at all. You want to place a bet? Go right ahead. It means nothing. There's nobody that is generating those odds that knows more than you or me or Matt or anybody. Trust me. I promise you. I promise you. The Commanders, in order to stay in this game, again, have to get off to the good start, as we've talked about all week, have to generate turnovers, have to be really good in the red zone. You cannot have drives. Somebody called up, maybe it was Paulie or maybe it was Tony, I can't remember. You know, hey, it was Paulie, like 8 to 18-yard plays. Sure, they do. Absolutely. They make quite a few of those. And yes, you can string some of those together. You don't need explosives. My point was, and has been throughout the week, is yes, it would be great if you can get a couple of explosives, generally defined as 10-plus rushing, 20-plus passing. But more importantly, you can't have what happened twice last week against a better offense. Detroit's a better offense than Tampa. They're not as good of a defense. But it's not like Tampa was like this great defense. Now, really good front seven. Not great on the back end. Detroit has, you know, a couple of really good defensive backs. Again, no Aiden Hutchinson, no Alee McNeil, what have you. That's hurt them. But Detroit's not as good of a defense as Tampa. I'll give you that. But if you think you're winning this game with 23 points, not happening. No chance. So what you cannot have happen is the first and goal from the one, 0 points, period. You cannot have that happen. More importantly, again, the first drive, get a big play strike, 35 yards. You got the momentum, and then you go splat, three and out after that. No field goal, no nothing. Yeah. I mean, you can't allow opportunities to go by the wayside. You can't allow it. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take the time out here at the top of the hour. We will come back. My guy AP, my guy Walt in D.C., they're on hold. We'll give them fair time. We'll get to you, 301-230-0980. Before we go at the top of the hour, I'm going to say this. I asked for the percentage chance that they could win, not cover. I feel like they're going to cover whatever we're talking about, 9.5, 10, whatever. Percentage chance-wise that they win. Matty, I don't think I'm being unfair with this. I've pretty much been in this category all week. A lot's going to have to go right. Nobody should be thinking they have no chance. But I got to be honest. For me, it's less than 25%, and I would say it's probably more likely between 15 and 20% that they win this game. And that might be generous. I don't think that's being unfair. That might be generous. So I'll say, to give an official number, I'll probably split the difference and say 20% chance. I don't think that's being rude. I don't think that's being unfair. I don't think that's being an industry plant. I think that's using logic. And what I've seen all year out of the Lions, and yes, what I've seen all year out of the Commanders. That does not mean they can't win. But they have got to play a better game than they did last Sunday night. And they played fairly well, but not as good as they're going to need tomorrow night. 258, Team 980. Let's take a timeout. Top of the hour, final hour of power to come. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, if the travel gods work out, and hopefully they will, I'll be back with you from 3 to 6 from Ford Field in Detroit on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.